what did you, when we believe, I know growing up in a Baptist church that I believed for many, many years that eternal life was after I died and went to heaven. But when doing studies and growing up and learning things, studying the word for myself, I found out that eternal life begins the very moment I accept the eternal life that Jesus is talking about, begins the very moment I accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. How is that? Because I died to my old ways and was born again anew from above. And when you get born again, or when you're made new, or you come into a right relationship with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, then what happens to you? You die to the old life and you step over into eternal life. And Jesus really defined it for us. He says, and this is what eternal life is. This is what eternal life is. Not just when we all get to heaven on a glorious day. It's going to be. This is eternal life, that we may know the Father, the only true God. So Jesus doesn't define eternal life as the day we go to heaven. Jesus says eternal life is the moment that you know the true and living God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So how will you know the Father? The only way you're going to know the Father is through the Son. We talked about last week that you cannot have the Father without the Son. You can't have the Son without the Father. And you can't have the Father and Son without the Holy Spirit, because the three are one. They are one in aim, name, and purpose, but they have three different functions, which we're going to get into tonight. So the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of the Word of the living God. We find out that our delight is to be able to not only to know God, and according to Jeremiah 9:23, is not only to know God, but to also understand God. He says, my delight is that you understand and know me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord, according to Jeremiah 9:23-24. Just right now, we've learned about the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of Truth. We learn what truth is. We understand that in order to be true disciples of Jesus, the first thing we got to do is make a decision to believe. And when we hear the word, we receive the word, we hear the word, we believe the word, and we live in accordance to that word. And when we begin to live in accordance to that word, you know what's going to happen? It's going to make you free. Free from what? From your old ways of doing things, that old way of thinking, that old way of responding, that old way of talking, that old way of walking. All those things is what the word itself will do.